106.9 WCTR in the greatest hits of all time with More and Less. The Window Front Studio, Riverside Unique downtown, and I think we have some good word, as I understand it, from Chestertown Chuck.
No, we haven't heard from Chestertown Chuck yet. He's always a little late to the party. I am monitoring.
Is he sleeping in today? What's
probably
going on?
Probably. Okay. But it came directly from Brian Pearsall at Emergency Services. This just in, I know you're waiting. It's Groundhog Day. And if you're a big fan of winter, well, I'm sorry. We're all sorry. But secretly, I'm very happy. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow this morning. So his prediction is going to be an early spring. Yay!
Yes. So that's kind of, yeah, Chestertown Chuck is our rendition of
yes.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes, but I haven't heard anything from him. I'm keeping an eye on that to see if he concurs with Punxsutawney Phil.
Okay, I'm certainly hoping for that.
Me too. I don't want there to be any dissension between groundhogs on what the weather should be.
Well, the great thing about this segment of being downtown, of course, is it's our chance to really interface with the community, and you never know who's going to stop by, although we did know this today. That's past King Lion of the Chestertown Lions Club, Henry Hart. Good morning, sir, and welcome.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
This is so good to have you here. And the Lions Club is something that's very important to Brian and I both. It is a great organization in the community, does a lot for the community. A lot of people know about their bike rides. They also know about the glasses collection, especially now that we have the bright purple mailbox down by the visitor center. But there is so much more to it. And each Lion, a lot of people don't know, have pet projects. And you have a pet project that you oversee.
That's right. For about 4 years now, we've been offering free rides to people in Chestertown or people in Queen Anne's County if they're in the 21620 zip code to and from an eye doctor's appointment. We, about 4 years ago, got a hold of a Kent County United Way community needs assessment, and they said one of the greatest needs was transportation in this county. And,
absolutely.
And we realized pretty quickly that we couldn't cover all transportation for everyone in the county, and vision's one of our main focuses. So we said, well, let's just give rides to people to eye doctor's appointments. So we give about maybe four rides a month to people to Easton, Dover, Kent Island, Middletown for eye appointments.
Well, and I'm sure it's for multiple reasons. Sometimes it's because they don't have their own transportation. And something that you mentioned before we went on air is, you know, when you get a, like, different testing, sometimes, like the glaucoma test is one of them. Some of them, they put drops in your eyes and dilate your pupils. You're not supposed to be driving. And so if you don't have somebody around in your home to drive you, that's a great service for the Lions to provide.
No, you're right. If you don't have a a spouse or a partner living in the house with you, even if you can drive, you often can't drive back.
So correct. That's right.
That's why they're very appreciative when we do that for them. So,
yeah. So, and Lions, as you said, vision is a very important initiative to them, and they provide, like, the glasses that are donated. A lot of people don't necessarily, and what happens to those? Mm-hmm. Where do they go? What do they do with them?
Well, the interesting thing is they don't go in this country. They go, most of them, as I understand it, go to South America, because I believe it's our Food and Drug Administration does not allow even donations, much less sale of used eyeglasses. Mm. But the volume of these is so high that apparently they literally, or, you know, they can check the strength of each eyeglass used that they get, and they ship them out to these countries in South America, and the volume's so high that they'll get a prescription need, and they can pretty much match a pair of used glasses to that.
That's amazing. That's amazing, and especially to a country that doesn't necessarily have that available to them.
Yep.
And it can be a difference, especially for a child, because
exactly.
I've worn glasses since second grade, I think. And it's a night and day difference in your ability to learn, because you can't see the chalkboard.
That's right.
You know, and they can only move you so far forward. And once I got my glasses, it was night and day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And imagine doing that for someone in a country that can't afford to have those, or they're not available.
Yep.
You know, and the Lions are involved in so many other things. Of course, the highest profile project, I think, is probably the chicken barbecue.
Yes.
You can smell that one.
Oh, my goodness. You can smell it all over town, and it's so delicious.
They are delicious, absolutely. And every dinner made with tender, loving care, I got to tell you that. Because everybody, I've worked on the front lines, everybody is so excited to do it. They care about doing it.
I have too, and Henry was out there hustling this year.
Yes, but I'm not up there with the big boys over the grill. That's the real skill position.
Yeah.
They just stuff me in the back on the assembly line moving cooked chickens. But there's a magic sauce that I've been a member 6 years. I've been King Lion. They still won't tell me what the sauce is.
I think those that know are sworn to secrecy. Right,
Kenny Roderick, I think, is the holder of the secret.
It's kind of like the Colonel's secret recipe. Right. Nobody's ever going to know that.
But it's good chicken.
And you've got the big bike ride coming up soon.
Yes. And that's... I'm glad to be a staffer and not a rider in that. I mean, the people who bike love it, and you see the most fit people in the world when you... but we have about 40 to 50 members come out and staff the various way stations for that ride, and it's a lot of fun, and the bikers really love it. And there's some pretty fit people. They'll bike some of them 100 miles.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. In the hot sun. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. And they are enthusiastic. And it's fun because I always volunteer, like, on check-in. Mm-hmm. So I'm always there. You get to kind of meet them and talk to them. Some of them will tell your story.
I was going to say, there's some pretty fascinating stories.
One guy had like, open-heart surgery. It was, like, a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And he got back in shape, and he started taking care of his health. And so he started doing all these bike rides to stay fit. Which is just amazing.
Yeah, and the great thing about the Eastern Shore is it's flat.
There you go. So,
yes.
And there's a lot of good roads with wide shoulders, so you don't feel as threatened by the traffic when you're on the ride. So it's a great ride.
So the Lions are always looking for new members. And if somebody wants to come and see what the Lions are about, now when do they meet, and how do you get a hold of someone to maybe invite yourself to a dinner?
So any member... talk to any member, and they'll be glad to take you to a dinner. On us, we meet the second and fourth Monday of almost every month. December, January, an exception, but at the Chester River Yacht and Country Club.
Wednesdays,
yeah. Right? And we have a nice meal, and then a business meeting, and we'll bring a guest and see what we do. We mostly talk about. The projects that we've got on the horizon, and have we got enough people to man them? But it's a fun event. We enjoy ourselves. our membership chair, we've got two of them, and can I give you the number on the phone?
Sure,
absolutely. Yeah,
on the radio, it's Lee Hunley, 410-810-4520. And Dr. Wayne Benjamin, 410-708-3994, and they would be delighted to tell you about membership, and if you're interested, get you an application.
That's awesome. Henry, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Want to know what's going on in the arts and entertainment world in Kent County? Listen the second and fourth Friday of the month at 9:30 a.m. for the Arts Minute Update. Learn about new exhibits, plays, and music from the artists themselves. The Arts Minute Update is brought to you by the Kent Cultural Alliance. John Schrattweiser, director. Connecting communities, celebrating creativity, sharing conversation. Visit them at kentculture.org. To learn more, go to wctr.com and click on events.